How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. AJ Tarpoff talking about newborn calves and bitter cold.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indial calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Extreme cold is hitting hard on our beef cow herds here in the Southern Plains. Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, Extension Veterinary Specialist at Kansas State University, says for your mama cows, they can handle a lot of the cold stress that we're facing right now. Not so much so their baby calves as they hit the ground.
Adult cattle, they're pretty robust. They have that huge functioning rumen that really acts as their heater core during the cold winter months. These young newborn calves, once they get dried, they are pretty thermal, okay? The hair coat can really protect them from the elements. But when we have wind mixed with a wet calf that just hit the ground, that's when we really start seeing some issues.
Dr. Tarpoff says clearly this week we're in the danger zone when it comes to those baby calves being born.
When a calf is born and a calf hits the ground, our normal temperature that these animals should be, internal temperature, should be between 101 and 102. Okay, so kind of 102, 101 and a half or so Fahrenheit is kind of that normal temperature for these cattle. We start getting into signs of hypothermia, which we'll get into that, below 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So the first tip and first tidbit that I would love to shout out for producers is go get a rectal thermometer. That is our best indicator of how extreme the stress is of cold stress or hypothermia is activating on these newborn calves is have a rectal thermometer and take a temperature.
Dr. Tarpoff says the calf will be born at about 101 degrees. As the body temperature cools, though, if you're not able to quickly get him dried off, hypothermia starts setting in below 100, especially as you get down to around 95 degrees body temperature.
Below 95 or so, we can start seeing cooling of the organ systems themselves. We can start seeing a little bit more what is referred to as kind of dummy calves. They kind of wander around. They're kind of non-responsive. They're still up and somewhat alert, but they're just not acting quite right. Some of the quote-unquote dummy calf syndrome, part of it could be hypothermia. Animals are still viable even into the upper 80s temperature-wise. Once we get into the mid-80s, about 85, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, those animals should be about comatose.
Hopefully you've caught that animal before that point. Dr. Tarpoff says, be sure and get that rectal temperature, then spring into action.
If we are below 100 degrees, if we are within that 95 degrees or so Fahrenheit of internal body temperature, we're going to take some major steps to warm that calf up. Our goal is to get them back up to normal temperature. A few tips and tidbits on different ways that we can do it. Kind of the old tried and true, the defroster on the floorboard of the pickup, okay, the floor heater. What you can do is in the passenger side of your pickup, you can actually set up a cardboard box, you know, just kind of cut in half so you can actually set some blankets over the top of this calf and you kind of create a little heat tunnel. And while we're out checking calves, if there's a calf you're concerned about, you can pull it into the pickup, you can get it dried off, you can put it at the floorboard, and then we can continue checking cattle. Once we've gotten that calf warmed up, it can take maybe up to an hour to warm that calf up, you know, all the way, you know, to where it needs to be. In that meantime, once we've warmed it up, we may have to, supplement it with some colostrum. So be prepared for these young calves. Many of them may not have suckled yet. And when they're severely chilled, they do not absorb the antibodies quite like they should. So that's kind of the easiest situation. We can just warm them up, while we're on the go. Other options that are out there, if you have access to a barn, you have a nice bedded area, and possibly Preferably, you might bring them into the shop where you have heat lights, okay? Heat lights and some warm blankets as kind of a thermal insulation. Once we get the calf dry, I think the number one thing that we need to do is dry the calf before we start to warm them up. That can be accomplished with some warm towels, some old beach towels. We can get those calves all kind of dried off, and then we can start the warming process.
Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.